Welcome in. Today we're building one of the most satisfying feelings in drum and bass arrangement. An ambient intro that doesn't just fade out, it tightens the screws. It starts transmitting, and then it slams into a hard drop with pirate radio urgency. This is advanced, but it's not complicated in a more plugins way. It's complicated in a more intention way. We're going to use Ableton stock tools and treat automation like the main instrument. Here's the target template: 64 bars of intro, 16 bars of build, and then a 64-bar drop. The intro has two phases. First, pure ambient drift, then the tuning in pirate section. The build is all about choking the space and setting up negative space, and the drop hits with a clean impact and a stereo trick, wide to narrow to wide. Before we touch sound design, set the session up so you don't fight your own project. Set tempo to around 172 to 176. I'll use 174. In arrangement view, group your tracks: intro, atmos, FX, drums, bass, vocals or tags, and AMIX bus if you like. Color code hard. You're building a story. You need to see it. Now set up return tracks. One short reverb, about 1 second K, a little pre-delay, and high pass at around 250 so it doesn't mud. One long reverb, 6 to 12 seconds, longer pre-delay, high pass higher, like 350, and low pass around 9K. An echo return for rhythmic delay, filtered, low feedback, and a parallel dirt return. Saturator into EQ8, high pass around 180 and a little push in the 2 to 5K zone. That parallel dirt return is your broadcast edge button. Now the first big concept. The intro must contain the drop's DNA. The most common mistake is making an intro that sounds like a different track, then trying to weld a drop onto it. We're not welding. We're threading a motif. So take your drop bass sound, ideally your Reese or your mid-bass patch, duplicate it, and turn it into a pad. This becomes your ghost identity layer. Create a track called PAD, Reese Ghost. On it, put EQ8 first. High pass it somewhere between 150 and 250, steep slope. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 300 to 450. Then auto filter on a low pass, 12 dB slope. Set the cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 3K, with a bit of resonance, around 1-ish. And map that cutoff to a macro called intro brightness, because you're going to automate it. Add chorus or chorus ensemble, slow rate, moderate amount. Then your long reverb, make it huge, 8 to 12 seconds. Low cut at 350, high cut around 8 to 10K. Then utility, and here's a big move, make the intro wider than the drop. Push width to like 130 to 160. Arrangement move, bars 1 to 16. Keep that filter darker and the reverb massive. Bars 17 to 32. Slowly brighten the filter and reduce the reverb presence. You can do that by lowering the send to the long verb return, shortening decay, or both. This is your first gain-staged story arc, from wash to clearer. Quick coaching note, if you do only 3 arcs across the last 16 bars before the drop, and you do them clearly, the transition will feel expensive even with minimal effects. Those arcs are, shorten decay, reduce width, and increase transient clarity. Keep that in mind, because we'll come back to it. Now we add the pirate radio energy. And pirate energy isn't just tone. It's timing, interruptions, dropouts, little live broadcast gestures. Make a group called radio, and inside it make 3 tracks: noise, air, fox, tag or MC chop, and siren, dub tone. On the radio group itself, add auto filter in band pass mode. 12 dB slope is fine. Set frequency somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5K. Crank resonance up a bit, 1.5 to 2.5. This is the AM radio tunnel. Then saturator, 3 to 8 dB drive, soft clip-on, optional redux, subtle, downsample 2 to 6. Then EQ8, roll-off lows below 200, and if it's ripping your face off, tame 3.5 to 5K. Then utility to narrow it a bit, like 80 to 110% width. Real broadcast is not super wide. Now automate the band pass frequency slowly during bars 33 to 48 like you're tuning a station. Don't make it a perfect ramp. Make it feel like hands on a dial. Slight stalls, slight overshoots, and then add quick dropouts. Literally automate utility gain on the radio group to minus infinity for an eighth or a quarter bar. That interruption reads as pirate radio even if the sounds are clean. On the noise, air track, use final, tape hiss, field recording, anything. Put auto pan on it with a very slow rate, like 0.07 to 0.15 Hz. Small to moderate amount. Send it to the long reverb so it sits back. That's your system powering up air. Now drums. We're teasing drums without giving away the full groove. Classic move. Ghost breaks first, real drums later. Make a track called Break, Ghost, drop in a break loop, then process it into the distance. EQ 8, high pass around 120, auto filter low pass, 12 dB, cutoff between 400 and 900, reverb 2 to 4 seconds with some predelay. Then drum bus. Drive a little and pull transients down, like minus 10 to minus 20, so it becomes soft and smeared. Arrange it so bars 1 to 16 are barely audible, mostly tails. Bars 17 to 32, raise the filter cutoff slowly, then the key, during the build. Bars 49 to 64, remove it entirely. Don't let it crash into your drop. You want your real drop drums to feel like they just walked into a room that went silent. Now we enter the build. This is where advanced arrangement wins, because tension is automation plus subtraction. You're removing certainty. Instead of grabbing a generic riser, build one from your own material. Create FX, resample riser, take a chord stab, a res hit, or a vocal chop, French it in long reverb, like 60 to 80% wet, then freeze and flatten. Now you've got a texture that belongs to your track. Put auto filter on it, high pass 24 dB slope, and automate the cutoff rising. Then add frequency shifter in ring mode. Keep the movement subtle. Fine amount 5 to 20 and automate it so it feels like metallic pressure increasing. This creates tension without sounding like a sample pack. Now the snare build. The D-N-B staple. Make a snare, build track. Start halftime, so snare hits every two beats. Then ramp to every beat. Then in the final two bars, go to 16ths, or at least fast repeats. Do velocity ramping, softer to harder, so the intensity increases even if the pattern is simple. On the snare build chain, use drum bus with drive 5 to 10. Boom very low or off unless you really know it's safe. And push transients up, like plus 10 to 20, to sharpen it. Now the key move that separates busy from devastating. In the final bar before the drop, mute the snare entirely for the last half beat, or last quarter beat. Yes, after all that ramping, that moment of silence is the gravity well. The listener's body leans forward, because it expects the hit, and you remove the floor for a split second. Now we build the drop gate, negative space plus impact design. On your intro Atmos group, automate the long reverb send down close to zero over the last two bars. Then automate utility width from something wide, like 150, down to almost mono. Go extreme, 0 to 40% right before the drop. Also close an auto filter a bit, darker tone, and then do a hard mute for an eighth to a quarter bar pre-drop. That's your vacuum. Coach note, this is perceived loudness. You are not making the drop louder, you are removing maskers so the transient reads louder. That's why the meters barely move but the room feels like it jumps. Now the impact. Make an impact audio track with three layers, a short sub drop, a mid slam like a metal hit or a kick layer, and a noise crack like a white noise burst. On the impact chain, EQ 8 first. High pass at 25 to 30 to remove subsonic rumble. If it fights your kick fundamental, do a tiny dip where the kick lives. Then saturator, 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then glue compressor, attack 3 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 4 to 1, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction to bind the layers. Then utility, keep it center-ish. With 80 to 100, place the impact exactly on the downbeat of the drop. If it feels late, nudge the audio earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny timing shift can turn nice into violent, in the best way. Extra sound design tip. Keep the impact low end shorter than you think. Add a quick fade out on the impact clip, like 10 to 80 milliseconds depending on sample. You want it to announce the downbeat, then get out of the way so the kick owns the bar. Now the drop arrives. Cinematic becomes rude, but controlled. For drop bar 1, bring in full kick, snare, hats. Don't ease it in, and choose one signature fill at the end of bar 4 or 8. Short, not a drum solo, just a fingerprint. On your drum group, a typical stock chain is drum bus for smack, glue compressor for glue, and EQ 8 for cleanup. Use drum bus drive somewhere 5 to 15 depending on samples, and push transients plus 10 to plus 25. Glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. EQ 8. Small cleanup in 200 to 400 if it's thick. Tiny shelf if needed. Now a pirate trick. For the first 4 bars of the drop only, keep a very subtle radio layer, like a tag that gets blown away by the system. Then remove it so the drop becomes pure and physical. Bass discipline. The intro can be wide. The drop sub must be monosafe. On the sub track, utility width at 0%. Keep it pure. On the res or mid bass, keep width moderate, 60 to 110, but don't widen low mids too much. 150 to 300 wide is where the punch turns into fog. Transition move. During the build, automate base width from wider to narrower. Then at the drop, bring width back only in upper layers, not the true sub. Now let's lock the narrative structure so it feels like a broadcast story. Bars 1 to 32, ambient drift. Pads, noise, distant breaks. Bars 33 to 48, tuning in. Band pass automation, chatter, hints of siren, and dropouts. Bars 49 to 56, snare build begins and you can tease bass with a filter, but no real sub. Bars 57 to 64, everything collapses inward. Less reverb, narrower, drier. Bar 64 is where you stop performing music and start setting impact. If you're using an MC tag, place it two bars before the drop, heavily band pass through the radio group, and then chop the final word off with a hard mute. The drop should feel like the system overrides the broadcast. A few advanced pirate timing gestures you can add. If you want it to feel live, do a single beat dropout in the build where everything, except noise, dies. Do a late restart, where one element re-enters 20 to 40 milliseconds late, and do one hard cut into an overcompressed tag. These are arrangement moves, not sound design tricks, and they scream pirate energy. Now, a really important advanced note. Don't make the first two bars of the drop the fullest version of the drop. For maximum slam and longevity, keep bars 1 to 2 as the core, drums, sub, main bass call. Bars 3 to 4, add hat detail or ghost notes. Bar 9 is where you bring the real top layer, rides, extra reese layer, or a distortion send. The drop will still hit hard at bar 1, but you keep an escalation runway so the listener doesn't burn out in 8 bars. Before you commit to width tricks, check mono. Put utility on the master and set width to 0 for a moment. Listen to the last two bars before the drop and the first two bars after. This audio version is shortened for playback.